And thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
It's 24201. I don't have an account. I was just making sure this. So I put my credit card number in on that, whatever KitchenAid is, that I supposedly won. If it was legit, because I have a, you know, credit card, and I don't want, you know, get ripped off. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
But is it legit, or, because on the app it said it's $2 for it, and I don't see it being no $2.
Yes, ma'am. It would be for the entry fee, which is anywhere between $1 to $6.95, and then when the customer submits that, then they would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that don't mean you get the product, right?
Now that, ma'am, I'm not entirely sure of, because this is the customer service number for the meal plan. We don't have any relations to the organization that sent the message.
Right. It's an ad that they show at Walmart. It's like, so I messed up, put $2 on KitchenAid, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then I went on the app and did the questions. Then it went, told me to pick a prize. I didn't get the first one, but I got the second one. I got the KitchenAid blender, mixer, whatever you call it. But I didn't want to put my stuff in, you know what I'm saying? And then there goes my, you know, access to my bank, you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you do have to be careful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But once I put my numbers and stuff in, will it tell me how much it takes off my card or what?
It would say that you would be charged for the membership. For the membership, it will show the membership, because this is the customer service number for either the meal plan or for the membership to our Gadget website.
Right.
So we have no affiliation with the organization that sends you the email or with the prizes that's offered.
Uh-huh.
We just know of the membership fees.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you, hon.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support.